Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 9, Pádraig's back with the sports news. Morning again, Pádraig.
Morning to you, Gavin. The Republic of Ireland women's soccer team returned to Cork tonight for their Nations League game against Slovenia. A wide margin win is required for Ireland to top the group and secure promotion. Kick-off this evening is at 6 o'clock. Adrian Eames will be joined on Lee's side by Sue Ronan for live radio commentary. And Adrian has been giving us his thoughts on what lies ahead.
Well, it's a really tall order, Pádraig. Hard enough to win international games without setting yourself the target of a 4-goal winning margin. And that's the daunting and some might say nigh on impossible task facing Carlow Ward and Ireland this evening, because Slovenia have been great in League B, 5 wins from 5, leaving them poised to be promoted to League A. In that scenario, finishing second behind Slovenia would leave Ireland to face a promotion relegation playoff against one of the third place teams from League A later in the year. So I guess win the match tonight, that has to be the starting point. The Rebel Yell factor in Cork should be beneficial. Over 10,000 tickets sold. Many of the players will have happy memories of last summer's 3-1 win over France at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, an evening in which Denise O'Sullivan scored a splendid goal in her native city. But Slovenia, who inflicted a 4-0 thumping on Ireland in Coper back in February, will be feeling really good about themselves. For Ireland, Aoife Mannion is a slight doubt after being forced off in the comfort behind win over Turkey on Friday. Emily Murphy, who lashed in the late winner, her first international goal, will be chomping at the bit to get a run on the banks of the Lee this evening. The game kicks off at 6 o'clock. It's live on Game On 2FM and also on RTE2 television.
That's Adrian Eames. The Cork club Ringmahon Rangers are in line to receive a €3 million windfall as part of the transfer arrangements for their former player Quevian Kelleher, who's about to move from Liverpool to Brentford.
That's a transformational amount of money for any soccer club in Ireland, but particularly for a junior club as well.
It has to be, and the hope would be that it'll be spent wisely now, and they'll have to sit down and decide how to divvy it out and what to do with it. Perhaps invest in their facility seems to be the way they're going at the moment.
It's a lot of money. You'd never win that in prize money or merch or endorsements or anything like that. You look at the difference the Matt Doherty money made to Bowes, the difference that Gavin Bazuna money made to Shamrock Rovers. It's fantastic to see that windfall come down. The €3 million to a Premiership club is nothing, but to a club in Ireland, that's a fortune.
And they won't have to run any more table quizzes or anything like that for quite a while. The upper tier of the Aviva Stadium will be closed for Saturday's URC semi-final between Leinster and Glasgow. As of yesterday, only around 10,000 tickets had been sold, and in light of the small 12,000 crowd that attended the quarter-final win over Scarlets, it's been decided not to open the full stadium. The Clare footballers remain in contention to make the last 12 of the All-Ireland Championship, even though they've lost their last 3 games. If the Banner manage to beat the Leinster champions Louth the weekend after next, they'll advance to the knockout stages. Clare led Monaghan at half-time last Sunday, but helped by the win, Monaghan turned things around in the second half, and this was the assessment of Clare manager Peter Keane.
Yeah, I suppose the win had a big bearing on the game, which seems to be a thing with the new rules. The wind, we did very well with the wind. I think we got 4-2 pointers in the first half. We had a good lead going in at half time. They're a good quality team. They've been around. They're well coached, well managed. They're playing at a higher level, and that's something that we're just going to have to learn and play at that higher level. And the only way you're going to get better at that level is to play at that level. This week has post the down game has been quite difficult. We lost a few players, and we had a tragedy which was very difficult on the family and on the team.
And the tragedy that Peter Keane referred to was the death of 20-year-old Aina Ruane from the Ennis Diamond Club, who died after taking ill the previous weekend. Aina played for Clare at minor and under 20 and was part of the extended senior panel last year. There was a poignant moment before the game on Sunday. The Clare players and management and the backroom team lined up arm in arm across the pitch to remember Aina. The Monaghan team and all the supporters stood with them in almost total silence. The only noise that we could hear was the church bells ringing in the distance from the Sacred Heart Church on the hill overlooking St. Tiernach's Park. But in contrast to that awful sadness in Clare, there was sporting joy and show in County Meath. Royal County star Adam O'Neill played the second half for his club Wolf Tones as they were crowned senior champions at the Comórtas Pella na Gaeltachta in Rakhorn. He'd lined out for Meath in their draw with Roscommon on Saturday, but the Meath manager Robbie Brennan was happy for Adam to play with his club if he wished. The Donegal players, though, 3 of them, Pádraig Mógán, Brendan McCall and Gavin Mulraney, didn't feature for Naomh Nolla in their defeat to Meath's Clonagail in the junior final. The senior final was due to be refereed by David Goff, but he had to pull out because of a leg injury that he picked up during the recent Down Louth game. Another Goff, Coco Goff, took just an hour and a half to breeze through to the quarterfinals of the French Open tennis, while the men's top seed Jannik Sinner is also through to the last eight as the Italian bids to win a third successive Grand Slam. There was an extra treat for fans at Roland Garros yesterday as PSG forward Ousmane Dembele brought the Champions League trophy onto the court to huge cheers following their win over Inter Milan on Saturday. Padraig Harrington narrowly missed out on booking his place at next week's US Open. At the qualifying event in Ohio, the 53-year-old finished just one shot off the qualifying mark. Seamus Power also won't feature, having withdrawn after the first round of his qualifying tournament in Canada. Jockey Paul Townend made his journey to Listowel for two rides worthwhile as he left with two winners, both trained by Willie Mullins, while Joseph O'Brien's successful day at Goran Park included victory in the opening race for Dancing Teapot. The Ireland men's hockey team fell to a 4-0 defeat to the Olympic bronze medalist India in last night's international at Serpentine Avenue. India are led by former Ireland head coach Craig Fulton. The sides meet again at the same venue tonight at 7:30 and the players will be available to meet and greet fans afterwards. Finally, Michael Dunlop claimed a record-extending 30th Isle of Man TT. The nephew of the late Joey Dunlop riding a Ducati continued his domination of the super sport class with his seventh win in a row.